Matthew chapter 15. Then came to Yeshua scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do your disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said to them, Why do you also transgress the commandment of Elohim by your tradition? For Elohim commanded, saying, Honor your father and mother. And he that curses his father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatever you might be profited by me, and honors not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of Elohim of none effect by your tradition. You hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draws near unto me with their mouth and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said to them, Hear and understand. Not that which goes into the mouth defiles a man, but that which comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Then came his disciples and said to him, Do you know that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind, leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. And then answered Peter and said to him, Declare unto us this parable. And Yeshua said, Are you also yet without understanding? Do not you yet understand that whatsoever enters in at the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth comes forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. Then Yeshua went from there and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Master, you son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Master, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Master, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Yeshua answered and said unto her, O woman, great is your faith, be it unto you even as you will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And Yeshua departed from there, and came near unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came to him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Yeshua's feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk and the blind to see, and they praised the Elohim of Israel. Then Yeshua called his disciples and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and do not have anything to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples said unto him, From where should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? And Yeshua said to them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, gave thanks, and broke them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, besides the women and children. And he sent away the multitude, and took ship, and came into the coasts of Magdala. End of chapter 15.